This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a couple of measures that relate to education.
And what 7-Eleven is?
Senate Bill 7-Eleven requires CPR instruction and training during high school. The proposal received final legislative action on May 10th, was signed by the governor on June 14th, and became law on August 28th. Senator Dan Brown of Rolla is the bill's sponsor.
This act also requires a training to be included in the district's existing health or physical education curriculum, so it's not going to put an undue burden on the schools. 27 states require hands-only standard CPR training in high schools now. With this year, Missouri and 9 other states are working to get this done. You know, this is something that students can use all their lives.
Schools won't have to comply with the new law until the start of the 2017-2018 school year.
House Bill 1559 designates July 1st of each year as Lucille Bluford Day in Missouri.
House Bill 1559 designates July 1st as Lucille Bluford Day in Missouri. It was also truly agreed to and finally passed on May 4th. The executive branch gave its final approval on July 14th. Senator Shalone Kiki Curls of Kansas City handled the measure in the upper chamber.
Lucille Bluford was Kansas City's most well-renowned editor, publisher, and civil rights journalist, who in 1939 made application to the University of Missouri's graduate program in journalism. Although she had been accepted, when she showed up to enroll, officials saw that she was black and denied her entrance because state law restricted black students to Lincoln University in Jefferson City, a historically black university.
Even though the new law took effect on August 28th, the first time this day will be recognized will be next year. This week also saw some activity in the Capitol as the Senate Interim Committee on Long-Term Care Facilities met for the final time. The 7-member panel has met several times over the past few weeks. The committee met not only at the Capitol, but also went to other locations throughout the state as part of its fact-finding mission. Also, the Joint Committee on Child Abuse and Neglect met to approve its final report. In addition, the Senate Interim Committee on Missouri Health Net Pharmacy Benefits gathered for what is believed to be its final time for the year. Its recommendations may result in legislation to be introduced next year. Speaking of the next legislative session, following this week's election, Missouri senators chose leadership for the new Missouri General Assembly. We will talk more about all of this in the weeks to come. Next up for lawmakers will be the numbering of bills to be considered next year. The first regular session of the 99th General Assembly will start in January. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.